Hey all, here OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the Xiaomi Mi A2 Lite. Like the name implies, this is a smaller, less expensive version of the Mi A2, and it also runs on Android 1, which is a clean, vanilla, unsolicited version of Android that has faster updates and more support down the road, and a launcher experience that's very similar to what you'll find on the much more expensive Pixel phones. Of course, being the less expensive variant of the two, it also comes with less powerful hardware, including a aging Snapdragon 625 processor, which is octa-core and clocked at 2 GHz. The benefits, however, is it's a very energy-efficient processor, and coupled with a larger capacity battery than the regular Mi A2, this one coming in at 4,000 mAh, guarantees you up to 3 days of use before you need to recharge the phone again, which some may actually prefer. Furthermore, the Mi A2 Lite also has a notch. That's a very controversial choice, but it's a design language that's slightly more modern, and we've been seeing more and more on flagship Android devices as opposed to entry-level phones like the Mi A2 Lite. Although, of course, not everyone will be a fan of this look, which was initially popularized by the iPhone X. So taking a closer look at the design of the Mi A2 Lite first, the overall language of the phone is very similar to most Redmi devices on the market. The back and the sides, including the keys, are etched in aluminum, whereas the top and the bottom are made out of plastic to allow for better reception for Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. On the back, you also find access to a dual camera setup that has 12 megapixels and 5 megapixels, along with a dual tone LED flash, and Xiaomi claims it uses AI software on board to better optimize the experience, also allowing you to take bokeh shots. There's the traditional fingerprint scanner, and on the bottom there is the Mi logo along with the Android One logo. Now on the bottom, you have access to an older micro USB port for charging instead of USB Type-C, which is forgivable at this price. There's also a loudspeaker and a microphone. And on the very top, you have access to a traditional 3.5mm headphone jack, always a plus, along with an infrared blaster for controlling TVs and using the phone as a remote. Overall, it's a well-designed, fairly premium-looking handset, if familiar by now. So here it is in terms of size next to the Redmi 5 Plus, also the Redmi 5. This is a 6-inch phone, and it's about the same dimensions as the regular Mi A2. So we can tell that because of the notched design, we have a overall larger screen-to-body ratio, and also the chin on the very bottom of the device has also been reduced a little bit, so making the phone overall more compact and easier to hold if you have slightly smaller hands. So taking a look at the software, again, if you've always been a fan of Xiaomi's devices in terms of their design and their value, but you've never liked MIUI, then this is definitely a device to check out because now you have a very stock experience, including a drag-up drawer for all your applications. Now, there are still a handful of Mi offerings, including Xiaomi's File Manager, their Mi Drop application, as well as the camera app, which is actually also designed by Xiaomi, to better take advantage of the dual camera lens that they've set up for us. So in terms of the interface, it's again very similar to any other Xiaomi phone that we've checked out. It includes panels which you can slide through to access things like a portrait mode, which is creating that bokeh effect where objects should ideally be within 2.5 meters from the lens of the camera. There's also panoramic mode, you get a manual mode for fine adjusting things like exposure, saturation level, you can record video up to full 1080p, and it does have EIS to assist you with a little bit of stabilization, even though it's not optical. Furthermore, there's time-lapse and slow motion options on the very top. So for a relatively inexpensive phone, the image quality on the Mi A2 Lite really is excellent. Which is to say, colors are very accurate looking, although you can still get some blurry shots if you don't hold still because there is an OIS on board. With that being said, the camera shutter speed is very fast, and overall the UI gave us no issues at all when it comes to navigation. So here's a shot with the auto HDR turn on, and you can see that the picture quality really is quite good for a sub $170 phone. The skies are captured very well, and we still get plenty of detail in the trees and the shadow. It's also a good opportunity to point out that the display here is quite good. It's not an AMOLED panel, so you don't get those inky blacks, but for a LCD, colors are more accurate, and you also get pretty generous viewing angles even as you start tilting it around. The only downside would be it doesn't get the brightest, so if you're constantly outdoors in direct sunlight, it may struggle a little bit more, especially because the glass is prone to a lot of glare. It is a 2.5D curved glass, however, so some other sample shots here, again, with plenty of light, you do get some very impressive looking shots, which are easy to share on social media, and you can zoom in and even see plenty of detail there. You can also see that when you're viewing back images, the notch part is not going to show off the image because it'll be cut off in the center, so it just creates a black bar that's symmetrical to the bottom chin. Whether it's capturing yellows, reds, or blues, all of these are actually done with an impressive amount of detail. Because it runs on Android 1, which again is stock Android, it has all of the new additions, such as Google Lens on board, which allows you to use essentially AI to search images and create suggestions. It will be able to recognize objects as well as text, giving you recommendations on how to buy it on Amazon or eBay, for instance. Otherwise, as aforementioned, the phone has a Snapdragon 625 chipset, which is on the aging side, and we've been seeing it on many of Xiaomi's Redmi devices for many generations now. In fact, the Mi A2 Lite is also rebranded as the Redmi 6 Pro, but running on MIUI instead of Android 1. With that being said, the 625 is still no slouch. In fact, for most consumers, I would say that it handles tasks with relative ease. Navigation and scrolling still feels fairly smooth and consistent, especially after you power the phone on and start using it for more than 5 minutes. The first time that you do set it up, it does take an hour to initialize and install all the updates, but afterwards you will see that animations and frame rates are still very, very smooth. So from that sample, you can tell that playback videos is very enjoyable and immersive, and because of the full screen experience, it feels like you're holding onto content as opposed to a device. Of course, this being an Android One device also means you can just exit out into the main screen, and because of Oreo, it allows us to still see a resizable window of the video that as we're playing, which is actually quite cool. Jumping into web browsing, right now we are loading up the New York Times, and even though it's a little longer to fully render the page compared to a Snapdragon 660 or 800 series chipset, it still is relatively quick, and most text, images, and ads, and videos will load without any problems. Again, I don't find the notch on the top to be very obtrusive just because it's still showing our notifications, battery status, and info, whereas the web page itself is just loaded in the kind of box that's below it. And because the 625 is so energy efficient, you don't run into issues like thermal throttling, the processor always remains cool, and the phone as a whole, again, doesn't really get hot. Even when you are pressing it hard with many apps open, with a few games running, it still remains, again, very cool in terms of overall temperature. When it comes to the essentials, the Mi A2 Lite also handles them quite well. The built-in microphone is noise canceling, and phone calls are done very well here in the Seattle region. I tried it out with T-Mobile and AT&T, and it supports 4G LTE bands across the globe. In terms of the reception quality, it was also quite strong, especially with Wi-Fi, where it consistently got 3 bars, even though the router right now is actually quite far from where we're filming. Take a look at gestures. The only one is for the camera, which you can access by double-clicking the power key, even when the screen is turned off, to very rapidly capture a snap. With that being said, one gesture that we do have would be double tap to wake. Moving to some drawbacks, I did find the fingerprint scanner on the A2 Lite to be a little slower than what I expected, considering Xiaomi has a reputation of making lightning-fast sensors. Now, this is a Redmi 5 Plus, which also has the same processor and RAM configuration underneath, but you can tell how if we put our fingers on both of the sensors at the same time, how the Redmi seems to be a little bit more accurate and faster to turn on. So I'm not sure why shifting away from UI into stock Android had actually slowed down this experience, but it is what it is right now. Otherwise, if we try and take a look at some very quick games on here, these are some lighter titles, but you can download any games from the Play Store without any problems, including Asphalt 9 and PUBG Mobile. But loading times might be a little longer, and you'll notice some more drop frames, again, compared to a newer processor and more powerful one from Qualcomm. So again, just a very quick demo here. You can see that there's no real drop frames at all. This is, again, a slightly simpler game with more 2D style animations, but the rendering time as well as the kind of graphics experience is still more than acceptable considering this sub $170 price. So, budget phones are definitely more than they once were. For only $170, you're getting a device that's very well constructed, with a beautiful display, perfectly acceptable camera, as well as fairly smooth performance for day-to-day use. It gets all the essentials right, and has a very clean install of the software, which guarantees timely updates from Google down the road. Otherwise, I would say this is definitely one of the best value devices that you can find at this particular price, and even among the Android One catalog of phones, which is slowly but surely increasing. Devices like the Mi A2 and the new Poco phone, which again are still $100 to $150 more expensive. So you can check out more details in the links down below, but for now that's been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. That's been the Xiaomi Mi A2 Lite.